Welcome to Retirement Income Solutions with the team at Security First Asset Management. If you're concerned about having the right financial plan, then this is the show for you. Your hosts, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, are ready to listen to your questions, help you plan for the unexpected, and set you up to thrive in retirement. Here in Middle Georgia, they're the team to turn to for financial guidance so you can have more peace of mind. It's time for the show. This is Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive.
Thanks so much for joining us this week on Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive. I'm Walter Storholt, and looking forward to the conversation today with the great team at Security First Asset Management, your local wealth advisor serving you in Middle Georgia with offices in Dublin and in Macon as well. Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith joining us this week, as they always do. Guys, hope you're doing well. Thanks for joining us this week.
Really well. Thanks, Walt.
Good day, sir.
Good day to you. I have to apologize up front for my bit nasally sound. I'm getting over one of those, I don't know, what do you call this, like a spring cold? Is that the kind of thing?
Allergies,
maybe?
Early
maybe
summer.
I think
summer
this was
cold.
Actually a cold, yeah, an early summer cold, not the allergies, unfortunately.
I see.
It's. I'm getting over it, but I still sound terrible, so I apologize to you listening to the show today for my nasaliness, but hopefully we can deal with it. We've got good things to talk about on today's show. Just as my nasal passages have been a bit inflamed, we're going to talk about inflation on today's show. How about that for a very gross segue, huh?
That's good.
Great.
We'll talk about that coming up a little bit later on, the impact of inflation on your financial plan and what you need to be thinking about that as you prepare for retirement. But first, we're going to start things off with a great question from one of our listeners here in the area. If you'd like to submit a question, you can go online to CompleteThePlan.com. That's CompleteThePlan.com. You can also find us on Facebook and ask a question there by going to Retirement Income Solutions and just find our page by searching that on Facebook, Retirement Income Solutions. It's easy to remember. It's the name of the show. Aaron has our first question and says, I've always assumed that it's better to work with a big financial company because they presumably have so many resources compared to a smaller independent office. What would be the reason for working with a smaller company?
Well, Aaron, I really appreciate that question. That's a question that we address quite frequently. You know, there's pros and cons to everything. There's some benefits to working with a big company. There's some benefits to working with a smaller company. In my opinion, having a personal service and care of an individual, an independent financial planning firm like ours, that's what I personally like. I like to know the people by name. Not only that, we're not what you would call captive to any one company or set of solutions. Sometimes when you work with the big companies, they have to have really rigid processes because they're trying to make sure all their reps follow exactly the same protocol. We have the ability to do exactly what is best for our clients and their best interest as their fiduciaries, and we want to make sure that we have access to not just one limited set of solutions. We literally can look for solutions with many different types of companies, products, and services, but we do have a defined process we follow every time called the Lifetime Income Blueprint. So, Aaron, I appreciate that question. One other thing I will add is when you work with a large financial institution or a smaller one, most of the time the assets are custodianed at a large clearing firm, even if you're working with an independent advisor. So they aren't normally, they're not going to be handling your assets. It's going to still be held with a large financial institution. You just get a little bit better personal service.
It's a really good question, Aaron. A lot of people do kind of wonder, you know, is it best to work with a big company or something smaller? And hopefully that gives you a little bit of information to think about when weighing those options. I always like something that has that personal touch and where I know I'm not just a number. And that's definitely one of those big benefits. Speaking of just numbers, though, each week on the show, we like to feature a fact of the week, little tidbits and great information that Bill and Daniel like to drop on us, and we see what we can glean or learn from these things. So, Bill, what's this week's fact of the week?
It is from The Motley Fool.
Okay.
It's a good publication, mm-hmm. April 13th of this year. The U.S. continues to spend more on health care as a percentage of its gross domestic product than any other country in the world.
Wow. No wonder health care coverage is so expensive.
Good
you
point.
Think? Well, yeah, I guess some people will say, well, we have the most robust research mechanisms going on in all the world. That may be true. I don't know that for a fact, but I do know we have a somewhat borderline crisis going on in our country with health care.
So. I agree with that.
So and the scary, it's a crisis, but it's borderline crisis anyway.
Yeah. The scary thing, though, Bill, is the projections are all what? There's no end in sight, right? It's going to continue to grow, those expenses?
Yeah, it's 2 to 3 times the cost of real inflation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not an easy thing to talk about.
That's right.
Nor is it an easy thing to deal with. And, of course, as a population, we're living longer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not only true in America, that's true around the world. There's an aging population everywhere. So health care is going to be a topic of discussion and a serious need for every country in the world, and especially ours. 75 million people retiring.
It's obvious when you get to retirement that you're going to need more health care. And now that we're living longer in retirement, you're going to need more health care and for a longer period of time. So the need's going to be even greater.
Yeah, it certainly is. And I think the delivery system for elder care, we're not anywhere near where we need to be in this country to have facilities to take care of the aging population. So that's a whole different set of issues. That's not the insurance or the delivery system of health care. That's the providing of health care.
Well, when it comes to financial planning, there are those questions where we know the answer with certainty and those that are uncertain, and we have to kind of navigate around. And, you know, one of those is how long are you going to live in retirement? How long is your lifespan going to be? And that's a question we can't answer with certainty. That would make planning for health care and planning for retirement a lot easier if we knew that question. There are other questions, though, that we can drill down on a little bit better than that. And I'd like to toss a few of those at you guys on the show today. How do you know the answer to certain questions? And I think a great place to start, obviously, is going to be the very basic question of how much income we're going to need when we retire. How do you go about answering that question for someone?
Well, that's probably the most important question a retiree needs answered, because, you know, you're used to, when you work, you have a lot more confidence about that income coming in because you have the paycheck coming in. But when you retire, this is something that some people get very nervous about, is making sure they have enough income. So we follow a process that helps us define that for them. The most important element to it really is their retirement budget. So we help people forecast out their budget needs. We want to show them the difference between the things they spend money on prior to retirement and then in retirement. You really are going to spend as much or more money than you do when you were working on discretionary things, things you enjoyed doing during your go-go phase of retirement when you first retire. So it really all starts with a budget. I would call that really the centerpiece of a good retirement income plan, is knowing how much you need to spend. Now, the second thing you're going to look at is forecasting that out, making sure that you can sustain that with all the different pressures of health care costs, inflation, and taxes that continue to move forward. But you really have to sit down and put down a budget. You don't want to guess at how much money you're going to spend in retirement. So we help people with that.
I guess kind of another way to look at that question, or something that's similar to that, would be to look at the bank and how much money should be in there. That's not quite the same as looking at what income you're going to need. But are we just talking emergency fund here?
Typically, we need to have a resource that's liquid and available. And typically, we look at saying, all right, what are my expenses? What are my true expenses? What are some emergency things that might happen? And it's good to have 3 to 6 months' worth of that kind of cash at the ready, so that you can get it anytime you might need it. There might be other people out there in some instances that want more than that, but typically the good rule of thumb is 3 to 6 months. We like to see 6 months worth of living expenses and some contingency money for something like a roof on a home, or something that could happen, like wreck a car and have to replace a car. What's your plan in place to kind of take care of that? So we like to have some cash that's readily available for that in the bank, or at least in a banking type environment.
Now, this is a question that I think does get discussed a lot, or at least a topic that does have a lot of discussion surrounding it, and that has to do with risk. But how do you guys go about determining how much risk people should be taking with their investments? Is that a simple answer, or one that has a lot of complications to it?
Well, I think there's two parts to it, really. Risk, first of all, and strictly the theoretical thing here, is when do you need to spend those assets? You know, if someone needs to spend their savings in the short term, you can't really afford any losses if you want to protect your assets because you're going to be spending them. So there's that. But the other part that sometimes gets left out is how do you react to uncertainty? Some people, even if they don't need to touch their money for 10, 20 years down the road, simply don't want to have the type of uncertainty with stock market ebbs and flows. So really the answer is how much risk can you afford to take depends a lot on how do you feel about risk. Do you value opportunity more, predictability? And for most of our clients, they just don't like the roller coaster ride of the market. So we put some other types of strategies in place to help reduce the volatility that they experience. So, you know, there's those two components that we want to look at.
Yeah, we do understand you need to have some growth in your money, and so we just need to be mindful of the risks that we're taking. But you know, the market is something that we need to understand and have at least something in place to help mitigate the risk. We do have money and do advocate money long-term in the market, but we want to make sure we manage it properly. We want to reduce the risk as best we can, mitigate them, and manage the risk is what we'd like to see happen.
And while the conversation about risk is a popular one, it's less likely that someone's going to automatically start talking about what their portfolio is costing them or how much it costs to be in their investments. How do you discover or know if your fees inside the portfolio are too high, or maybe even what they are in the first place, as a lot of people don't know?
Well, they don't know because they're all, you know, if they have a lot of mutual funds, they're pretty much hidden inside the prospectuses that nobody likes to read. But, yeah, we want to do an assessment on all portfolios that we look at and what the real costs are so the client understands what it's costing them. There are fees. There's no free lunch in investing, but you need to have a portfolio that has reasonable fees in it so that you have an opportunity for growth. So we feel it very important to analyze where they are, and not only that, recommend things that are fee sensitive so that we do have opportunity for growth.
And last but not least, maybe one last good question to ask here when we're discussing, how do you know the answer to some of these important retirement planning questions? How do you know if an advisor is going to be a good fit for you or not?
Well, I think that a lot of that depends on the individual's personality and how you interact and connect with an advisor. They may be very knowledgeable. Sometimes you may feel like they talk over your head. We want to make sure that when someone's dealing with us that we really have a connection with them and that they can truly understand the challenges that they're faced with and also the solutions that may be able to help them. So more than just credibility and their ability to do planning is what kind of a connection do you have with that advisor? It's somebody you want to spend time with, because anytime you're going to work with an advisor, you better be interacting with them several times a year and making sure that your plan stays on track. So you want to enjoy being around your advisor and hopefully become friends over time. So today we've been talking to you about a lot of different things with how do we know about how much income you're going to need in retirement? How much money do you need to have in the bank? What are you paying in fees? Right now we want to offer you the opportunity to come in for a complete financial review. Now we're going to offer this to anyone who saved at least $100,000 to retirement. And for our next 10 callers, we're going to give you a complimentary financial review. We're really passionate about making sure that our clients have all their bases covered for retirement planning. Give us a call at 1-800-987-1443. That's 1-800-987-1443. We'll sit down with you. We'll give you a complete financial review for our next 10 callers that call in at 1-800-987-1443. We look forward to hearing from you.
That'll put you in touch with the great team at Security First Asset Management. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 800-987-1443 to touch base. That's 800-987-1443. We want you to listen, plan, and thrive on the show, and you can do that by calling and getting a review of your financial plan, making sure you're getting customized guidance, comprehensive reviews of your strategies. All it takes is a simple phone call, 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. 43, your number to call. And that'll put you in touch with Bill Danner and Daniel Sneesmith of Security First Asset Management. This is Retirement Income Solutions. There's much more coming up on today's show. We'll delve into the nitty and gritty about inflation coming up in a few moments. Stay tuned.
What should be the number one concern if you're approaching retirement? Income planning. It means making sure that your money can support you and your family for the rest of your lives. Here in Middle Georgia, meet with the Security First Asset Management Team by calling 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443.
Want to do what you love in retirement? Then listen to Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive.
You're listening to Retirement Income Solutions, Listen, Plan, and Thrive. Walter Storholt with the team here at Security First Asset Management. Bill Danner and Daniel Nesmith, your local wealth advisors in Middle Georgia, with offices in Dublin and in Macon as well. You can find us on Facebook by searching Retirement Income Solutions, the name of the show. You can also go online to completetheplan.com and find the website there where you can listen to past shows and all sorts of other great content there on the site as well. Daniel Nesmith and Bill Danner are retirement income certified professionals. And guys, this part of the show we like to call story time, where I ask you each week for a good story from the financial planning world, and you draw on your experiences to tell us about how you help somebody maybe solve a problem that they had. And I've got a good scenario for you this week. Tell us about a time when you looked at somebody's portfolio and you determined that they were basically getting ripped off with their current investments. Just something that, that really appalled you.
Sometime past, I met with a couple that, I'm not saying their advisor was, I don't want to imply that I'm saying the advisor was bad or anything like that. That's not the case. I just don't believe he is listening to them. And that happens a lot. And I think it's a matter of that they didn't really ask the questions and the client was just didn't understand. But they had a portfolio that was a sizable portfolio, but it had well over 100 positions. But there were multiple positions with small values. So it was a fee-based account, so they weren't paying for transactional cost, but they were just, gosh, I mean, there'd be multiple, there'd be fractional shares, low holdings. I mean, 50, 60, 70 shares, 120 shares, but just hundreds of them. It was just, the portfolio was full. There's no way in the world that they could ever manage it themselves, let alone an advisor. You know, it was just tough. It was, No real rhyme or reason to what they were doing at all. And, of course, the client didn't know any better. Mm. But I would hope that the advisor did know better. But nevertheless, that caused an opportunity for us. And, you know, as the older we get, and this client's older. I mean, this is somebody in their late 70s. At that point in time in life, they need things simpler, not more complicated, and things that they can understand easier. And to have multiple positions, small multiple positions to boot, was not helping their situation whatsoever, especially on the simplifying of things and understanding what they had. So it was just about, hey, let's take a step back and take a look at what you're doing and try to simplify things for you and at least not cost you more than what you're already paying, reduce your cost, and be able to manage this better moving forward.
Yeah, simplification, I think, is a very good goal for most people to have. And unfortunately, a lot of the times, advisors make things complicated, make it hard to understand, and then you kind of see the results of that, a portfolio that gets chock full of things that drive Bill Danner crazy. And
I imagine
it was probably going to drive them crazy, too, sat down and had to handle it themselves. So,
right. Yeah. No doubt about
it.
We
believe in being simple because we deal with retirees, and we not just deal with them when they're just retiring. We take them all the way to the grave most of the time, and we know from experience that we need to simplify things the older they get.
Well, if you have questions about your financial plan or you think it might be littered with some of these things that'll drive Bill Danner crazy, you can give a call to the team and set up a time to meet for a review of your financial plan. It's easy. All you have to do is dial 800-987-1443. Again, that's 800-987-1443. If you're here in Middle Georgia, that'll put you in touch with the Security First Asset Management team. Bill and Daniel have offices in Dublin and in Macon as well. 800-987-1443, your number to call. That's 800-987-1443. Now stay right there. There's still more coming up on today's show. Inflation is on the docket. What you need to know about it. We'll also answer another one of your questions. All that and more around the corner on Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive.
Planning for retirement shouldn't be a mystery. So why is it so easy to get bogged down with financial terms and advisors who try to offer you a sales pitch? At Security First Asset Management, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith take pride in looking after their clients' best interests. Schedule a complimentary review of your situation by calling 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443.
Want to learn more about the team at Security First Asset Management? Visit our website, CompleteThePlan.com. That's CompleteThePlan.com.
This is Retirement Income Solutions, the show that helps you better prepare for your financial future and for retirement. We're talking with the great team at Security First Asset Management. I'm Walter Storholt, joined by Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith. Here in Middle Georgia, they're the people to turn to if you need guidance or have questions about your financial plan. They have offices in convenient locations, one in Dublin, one in Macon as well. So there's a place nearby that you can come in and chat with the team. You can find them online by going to CompleteThePlan.com, or if you like Facebook, you can find us there as well by just going and finding the Retirement Income Solutions page. If you want to get in touch via phone, that's easy to do as well. 800-987-1443 is your number to call. We like to feature questions from some of you each and every week here on the show. And Alexa in Macon had a good question for you guys this past week. Alexa says, I'm told that I might still be able to get some kind of benefit from my ex-husband's Social Security, even though we've been divorced for almost 10 years. She wants to know if that's true, and I'm thinking that since you guys are national Social Security advisors, in addition to being retirement income certified professionals, you'll be perfect at handling this question. What do you think?
Oh, yes, Alexi, we can answer that question for you. 10 years or more, still single. So if you're still single, Alexi, and you were married to your husband at least 10 years, you do qualify for receiving his Social Security benefits. So you're entitled to one half of his Social Security benefits. And the key word here is if they are greater than 100% of yours. So there are some strategies you can utilize to take advantage of that ex-husband if you like. It's not going to hurt him at all. Has nothing to do with his benefits, but you're entitled to receive a spousal benefit for as a divorcee, provided you were married for at least 10 years and are now divorced. So you had to be married for at least 10 years and divorced. You don't have to wait 10 years to do it, but you need to be age 62 or greater to get the benefit. So anyway, been married at least 10 years and single today, you do qualify for that benefit. So thanks for giving us a call. Let's sit down and talk about it. We'll help you figure it out.
Yeah, it's a good question. Thank you, Alexa. And if you are in a similar situation and want to see how that would fit into your overall financial plan, you can always call the team at Retirement Income Solutions and Security First Asset Management at 800-987-1443. 800-987-1443. It's time for another great fact, and to share this one with you, Daniel Neesmith has gone into research mode and pulled out a good figure to share with us. What do you have, Daniel?
All right, so here's this week's fact of the week from my part. According to the New York Times, on average, we check our phones 47 times a day, 82 times a day if you're between the ages of 18 and 24. Now, the reason I think this is important, I think this has a bigger impact on society than we may understand currently, right? I think the fact that we check our phones so much, what does that do to our attention spans? How do we focus on the task at hand? And how does that affect the clients looking at their portfolios every few minutes, pulling them up, get nervous more quickly? We just want to be smart about how we handle technology. So I wanted to bring that up.
How many times a day was that?
47 times a day. 82 times a day if you're between the ages of 18 and 24.
So I'm going to use the 82 number. That would be checking it every 17 minutes.
Wow.
And that's including the full 24-hour period of time. Obviously, you're asleep for, you know.
So take eight hours out of it. What's enough? Reduce the 8 hours. Do it by.
All right. Hold 18. On. Let me crunch the numbers here, and then
let's see what it is.
Divide by kind of 82 every 11 minutes or so.
See there? Yeah. That's crazy.
Well, I was going to say, I thought that sounded low, but now after crunching the numbers, yeah, every 11 minutes, that sounds...
What if they're in the workplace, and what does that do to productivity?
Yeah. Because how long are you checking that phone each time? That's kind Absolutely. Of mind-boggling if you think of it that way.
Well, mm-hmm. I see it.
If you're in the office and you're listening to the show, Bill sees that number of times you're checking your phone, be warned. No, that's good information. Thank you. Thank you, Daniel. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
It's good to know those kinds of things and the impact that it might have on our productivity and our attention span. Well, something else that's going to have a big impact on our lives, although it's not going to maybe be as apparent, although maybe it's a lot like checking your phone now that I think about it. It's not really that big of a deal when you look at it once, but when you think about maybe checking it 82 times a day, it starts to seem a bit ridiculous. Same kind of thing happens with inflation. Maybe you don't notice it in 1 year, but maybe over the course of 20, 30, 40 years, inflation ends up having a huge impact on our lives. So maybe there is a correlation there. Guys, how much would you say the average person has done in terms of preparation in addressing inflation in their retirement plan?
I think most of them don't understand the impact that it is. We tell people all the time that it's their number one enemy to retirement. I mean, it absolutely is. Because if you don't have money growing, at least better than inflation, you're actually losing purchasing power. So I don't believe it's addressed enough. And we talk about it and talk about it and talk about it. We give examples all the time. We have listeners out there today that probably are driving a car that costs more than their first house. I mean, that's the reality. And you need to understand the impact, and it's something we address completely. And as we go through this segment today, we have other parts of it that we can help people understand how drastic inflation truly is.
Well, to give you kind of like a behind-the-scenes peek of a retirement plan, if you're listening to the show today, and something to think about is, all right, well, let's see how much income you're going to need. But the amount of income you need today is going to be a lot different than the amount of income you're going to need in 20 years or 30 years, and that's because of inflation. The question is, how much is inflation going to impact us? What do you guys generally assume is going to be the inflation rate when you're kind of constructing one of these retirement plans and crunching the numbers?
Typically, I'll assume 3% inflation. That seems reasonable to me, considering the long-term historical average is close to that. Now, sometimes, well, I'll always confirm that with the client as well, help them to understand that that's a little bit higher than the inflation that we're experiencing now. But I think it would be possibly troublesome to assume we're going to stay in a permanently low inflationary environment, considering the monetary policy that we've experienced since 2008 and 2009 with the Federal Reserve. That definitely, the amount of money that has been put in circulation, still held on many of the banks' balance sheets, not circulating. But at some point in the future, we're expecting inflation to go back to its historical norm. So 3% is my default, and I'll always confirm that with someone, make sure they want me to use that number.
Yeah, it's interesting to think about assuming those different things. This is a very quick aside here, guys, but earlier in the show, you were answering the question from one of our listeners about what it's like to work with a big box retailer from an investment standpoint versus an independent office. And this is one of those clear examples of painting the picture to look as rosy as possible, because it's a lot easier to put a retirement plan together for somebody if you only assume a 1% inflation rate than it is if you assume the 3% or maybe even more if you want to build in a buffer. And we've seen that before, where someone has come from one of these big box, you know, if you want to call it that, big box investment advisors out there, and you look at the plan and they were only assuming a 1% inflation rate because, you know, that's what it was last year, was the explanation from the client on why they, you know, why that had been chosen. Well, look at history. It's not going to be 1% every year. Their plan was going to fail if that's the direction that they chose. And that's kind of shocking.
And there's really the thing we need to be aware of is it exists. Even though it may be low, it exists, and historically it's always there. It has a great impact. The last 100-year-plus average is 3.28%. Now, the last few years it hadn't been that high, but for 100-plus years in this country, 3.28%? What kind of impact does it have over 30 or 40 years? At 3%, your money, your expenses are going to double in 25 years. If you live 40 years in retirement, they're going to triple. So it's a real number, and most folks don't understand it. And if they're fortunate enough to have a pension, they may or may not have a cost of living increase. And if they do, it more than likely is not geared to do 100% of the real true inflation number that's happening in that given year. It may lag behind. So yeah. It's an issue.
Like Social Security's cost of living adjustment recently was what, like point something percent?
Oh, 0.60 or something like that.
Yeah. Not close to 3%, that's for sure.
No.
And to put that in perspective, I mean, think about that. You go to the grocery store, let's say your weekly bill is, you know, I don't know, I'm just picking out a number here, $150 to do your weekly grocery shopping, maybe for a smaller family. Well, now all of a sudden, double that. You're looking at $300 now when you go to the grocery store to do your general shopping. And if it's late in your retirement years, you might have a $10 gallon of milk by the time you get to the end of your retirement. So keep those things in mind. Are there particular investments that can be used that are good for combating the problems that inflation brings into the equation?
Yes, there are. Typically, you want to avoid putting too much money in certain investments that don't provide any yield. So, for example, CD rates are extremely low right now, money market, savings accounts rates. Even treasuries are very low. They're good for certain things. You know, you want to have liquidity, you want to have protection, FDIC insured money for short-term emergencies, but having too much of it in what we consider a temporary parking space, like a bank account, can really have adverse effects on your long-term plan. So investing in equities can be a very good way to combat inflation. Common stocks for many, many decades have been the best thing to combat inflation. Now, to get more specific, right now a lot of the stocks in the market are overvalued. We want to identify the stocks, the blue chip stocks, that are not overvalued, and so we can have an inflation hedge. So, of course, that's something we want to consider with our financial plan, is making sure that we have enough growth in there to offset inflation. Just by putting money in the bank doesn't mean that your money's safe. It means you're losing purchasing power in a different way than having market risk. So when you're in the stock market, your risk is that you have unpredictability with the market going up and down. But inflation risk is very predictable. If you keep your money in the bank for a long period of time, you will not be able to purchase as much goods and services with it when you pull it out in the future. So want to be smart about that.
Yep, always good to keep that in mind and be very smart when it comes to planning for inflation. One of those many dangers of retirement planning that a lot of people overlook, unfortunately. Guys, I always find examples helpful, so maybe tell us about a time when, maybe recently, that you specifically had to address that inflation risk that was present in somebody's portfolio.
Well, if you have what we call a constrained investor, that's someone that may or may not have a pension but has a bucket of money that we've got to make last the rest of their life, there's a lot of people fall in that category. We have to be very cognizant of how we invest their monies, because in most cases we need to generate income. So we look at a 20 or 30-year plan, but we plan in five-year cycles so that we can control the returns a little bit better and deal with inflationary pressure. And we utilize a strategy that's called Income for Life. And for those of you who are listening today, that's something we can send you to a page to look at. We can talk about it. But it's a strategy we utilize that allows us to plan over a longer period of time and a shorter time horizon, so that we can adjust the investments to the yields that are available and be able to conquer some of the risk that comes with inflationary pressure. So recently I just finished a plan for somebody like that. We're constrained, didn't have a lot of money, but needed to tap the money to supplement their Social Security benefits so that they can meet their needs and their lifestyle. And by doing it in short 5, 10, 15, and 20-year segments on five-year cycles, we could adjust for inflation. Not every year, but we certainly can adjust for inflation a lot quicker. And we could also have stability in the portfolio because we're taking income out. And we could also be able to deal with inflation long term by investing differently in those 15 to 20 year buckets, as we call them at some point in time. So, you know, this whole planning process of retirement income, it's all about having a paycheck and a paycheck in retirement. And some folks just don't have pensions, and if they do have pensions, they need to be aware of what the real cost of living benefits are, their increases, because over time, with longevity risk, most of us are going to live 25 or 30 years in retirement. We need to have a way to make sure that our money is growing at least exceeding that of the inflationary pressure so that we can have the income we need in retirement. It's all about the income. So if you're listening to us today and you're concerned about your income and how you're going to have the right amount of income in retirement, we invite you to give us a call at 800-987-1443. If you've got at least $100,000 in investable assets and you're planning for retirement right now and you'd like to sit down and have a free consultation and find out where you are and help put a plan together, we'll follow the Lifetime Income Blueprint and we'll get you in place so that you can thrive through retirement. So if you have at least $100,000 and you're the next 10 callers at 1-800-987-1443, we can get you on the road to success and help you understand what retirement's all about and how you can plan for it. Give us a call at 800-987-1443.
That'll put you in touch with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith. 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. If you are in Middle Georgia, there are offices near you where you can come in and meet with the team, and one in Dublin, another in Macon as well. Bill and Daniel are your local wealth advisors here in the area with the team at Security First Asset Management. All you have to do is spark the conversation. Give a call to 800-987-1443. That's the first step. You don't have to have all your statements and your financial plans with you on you at this moment. You're just calling to express interest in having that meeting. And don't procrastinate. That's one of the big killers, just like inflation, of financial and retirement planning, is when you say, I'll do it tomorrow, it just keeps getting pushed off. Take the action now. Go ahead, get on our radar, and pick up the phone and call 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. To get a complimentary review of your financial plan with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith and the team at Security First Asset Management. One more time, that's 800-987-1443. Bill, Daniel, thank you guys very much for the help on this week's show, and we'll look forward to doing it all again next week.
Thank you, Walter.
It was good being with you today, Walter. Thanks.
Yep, great chatting with you guys as well. And thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you again next week on Retirement Income Solutions. Don't forget to listen, plan, and thrive.
Securities and advisory services offered through Madison Avenue Securities, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC. Security First and Madison Avenue Securities are not affiliated entities.